You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It's a negative close for Nifty in September series and it has ended below the 11,000 mark as well, which is a key psychological support for the Nifty. The Sensex has concluded the session over 200 points lower. Sentiment could have been soured after US Federal Reserve's decision to hike interest rates by 25 basis points came through. Additionally, financials saw sell-off again after CNBC TV 18 reported that the Reserve Bank of India had cancelled its meeting with shareholders of ILNFS ahead of its annual general meeting. There was selling across sectors with maximum cuts visible among banks, automobile, infrastructure, metals and pharmaceuticals. Additionally, there was immense selling in the mid-cap space as well. The Nifty mid-cap ended over 2% lower. It was a rather subdued start to the market as benchmarks gave up gains quickly and hovered around the flat terrain in the morning. But some more selling towards the afternoon, led by a fall in index heavyweights such as Reliance Industries and Maruti Suzuki, among others, dragged the market. But the weakness in banks, due to the reasons that we spoke about earlier, pulled the market even down. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed down 218.1 points, or 0.6%, at 36,324.1, while the Nifty was lower by 76.3 points, or 0.6%, at 10,977.5. The market breadth was negative, as 767 shares advanced against a decline of twice as many, nearly more than twice as many, a decline of 1,793 shares, while 167 shares remained unchanged. Among the top gainers today were Tata Consultancy Services, Infosys, and Bharti Infratel. Yes Bank, Maruti, and Indiabulls Housing were among the top losers. Let's quickly take stock of some stocks that made all the news on the Dalal Street. Titan ended a percent higher as investors were relieved about the government not hiking import duty on gold. Aviation stocks stumbled 1-4% after the government introduced an import duty of 5% on jet fuel or aviation turbine fuel. Now, the story of the day happens to be that very story, the imposition of import duties on about 19 items, including the introduction of import duty on aviation turbine fuel for the first time. As we might recall, it had no custom duties, but from now on, it is expected to be levied 5% going forward, and aviation stocks have obviously suffered today, including Jet Airways, SpiceJet and Interglobe Aviation. SREI Infrastructure Finance share price fell as much as 15% despite the management reassuring stakeholders about its timely meeting liability commitments. And finally, shares of Voltas, Havells India, Blue Star and Whirlpool of India have reacted post the hike in basic custom duty by up to 20%. The government has hiked import duty on high-end consumer items, including washing machines, air conditioners, footwear, diamonds, jet fuel, as part of its plan to get foreign funds flowing back to India and to reduce the current account deficit as it seeks to stabilize the domestic currency. And that, I should remind you again, is our story of the day, so I would encourage you to listen to that as well. And finally, a quick tour around the world. The Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world is what we're going to be looking at. We'll start with Asian markets, which have shut shop for the day, and they were largely negative after US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell gave his views on inflation. The US Central Bank decided to increase interest rates. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended lower by 0.99%, almost a percent, to close at 23,796.74. About the markets that are still trading, European markets have been under pressure as investors kept an eye on global political developments. The pan-European Stock 600 has been posting solid losses, as I'm looking at it just now, off 0.44%, with almost all of the region sectors dipping into negative territory. Well, it's been a dramatic couple of weeks for the Dalal Street, starting with the Manic Monday, the first edition that we saw last week, and that continued into Tragic Tuesday, and that sort of stuff continued all the way into Friday when we saw the nosedive of as much as 1,000 points, 1,200 points on the Dalal Street on Friday, only to recover a little bit on Monday to have the same cycle repeat all over again. What will tomorrow bring? We'll, of course, be here to let you know all about it. We'll give you a quick recap of all that happened yesterday, that is today, and also give you a few stocks to pick. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.